Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. From laughs to sighs, humans are adept at communicating with a number of nonverbal sounds. And as Harold Gazulis, professor of psychology at Emory University, explains, nothing grabs our attention quite like a scream.
Many animal species are known to scream, and these vocalizations most likely first evolved as a way to startle an attacking predator and provide a chance to escape. In some social animals, screams are also a means to recruit help when in trouble with members of your own species. Our earlier research on several species of monkeys, for example, revealed that an attacked individual's screams recruit assistance from its kin and allies. These loud and distinctive vocalizations provide information about the victim's situation to its supporters, even when they are some distance away. Curiously, there has been little formal study of human screams, so our current research is addressing some preliminary questions. We know that people scream in a variety of contexts. Do we use different kinds of screams in different situations, and can we discriminate those screams and interpret them? In our studies, we present different types of screams to study participants via a computer program and headphones, and then have them respond to a series of questions about what they hear. The results show that participants are good at discriminating the specific emotional state of the screamer, for example, whether they are excited and happy or fearful, or whether they are experiencing pain or are annoyed or being aggressive. Females are better than males at these tasks, as are those participants who score high on measures of empathy. Participants are also very good at identifying whether a pair of screams is from the same individual or two different individuals. This is a critical part of being able to recognize the identity of a screamer. I think screams are inherently interesting vocalizations, but there are also potential human health applications of research on screams because there are multiple psychiatric disorders that involve screaming behavior.
That was Harold Gazulis of Emory University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.